Imagine having complete control over your thoughts and emotions, being able to transform anger into wit, suffering into joy, or fear into courage with the precision of adjusting settings on your phone. While neural implants remain science fiction, Ryan Bush's Designing the Mind argues we already possess powerful tools to reprogram our psychological software. This groundbreaking approach has captivated Silicon Valley executives and mindfulness practitioners alike by offering a refreshing alternative to both traditional self-help platitudes and clinical psychology approaches. At its core lies a revolutionary premise. We can systematically debug and optimize our mental algorithms just as we would computer code. The computer analogy proves remarkably fitting. Our hardware, brain, runs software, mind, with various algorithms, thought patterns, that determine our experiences. Just as computers process information through defined pathways, our minds filter reality through established neural networks. Every emotional response flows from deterministic systems. Fear activates when threat detection circuits engage. Love emerges when attachment systems activate. These aren't random occurrences, but predictable responses to environmental triggers. Understanding this machine-like nature doesn't diminish human experience. It empowers us to modify it. Metacognition, thinking about your thinking, is fundamental to mental reprogramming. This uniquely human ability lets us step outside our mental software to analyze and redesign it, much like removing glasses to repair them. Mindfulness is our first essential tool, letting us press pause on automatic programming. Through practice, we learn to observe thoughts and emotions objectively, like clouds passing across the sky, rather than accepting them as absolute truth. This detachment helps us recognize thoughts as reflexive algorithms rather than our core identity. Clear thinking is crucial since distorted cognition undermines all mental redesign efforts. While brilliant, the human brain harbors many false assumptions. We readily notice others' irrationality while assuming our own correctness. Our beliefs, maps, are simplified versions of infinitely complex reality, territory. And when these mental shortcuts malfunction, they create systematic thinking errors called biases. Motivated biases are particularly deceptive, as our desires shape perception. We oversimplify reality, assume justice where none exists, engage in wishful thinking, and avoid negative information. Social influences further distort our thinking. We often prioritize group harmony over truth, leading us to make choices based on popularity rather than facts. We often assume we know what's best for ourselves, but our self-knowledge is surprisingly unreliable. Research shows we poorly predict our emotional reactions. Lottery winners and paraplegics report similar life satisfaction after 1 year, defying expectations. Meditation and walking create the mental space needed for clear introspection. During walks, let your mind wander freely before focusing on specific concerns, while staying attuned to physical sensations. Our value intuitions are automatic judgments about what's good or bad. These become concrete values when we identify patterns and label them as concepts like honesty or compassion. To build a coherent value system, study people you admire, document their admirable qualities, group similar traits, and create precise labels. This becomes your ideal self, your guiding North Star. Wisdom is a practical capacity for sound judgment and life choices, not merely a consolation prize for aging. While our culture emphasizes effective goal pursuit, it overlooks the importance of setting worthwhile goals. Our economic system promotes tourist traps of life, things that seem desirable but lack real value. Our goals exist in hierarchies, from abstract end goals like raise financially responsible children to mid-level strategies to specific actions. However, our default hierarchy is often incoherent, shaped by biological drives and social influences. Our biochemical system evolved for survival, not happiness. Dopamine isn't a pleasure chemical, but a promise chemical, creating anticipation without guaranteeing satisfaction. Values are quiet, intuitive ideals that guide us, while desires are compelling urges we can't ignore. Ideally, desires should serve our values, with reason determining effective strategies. Think of desires as fuel, reason as the steering wheel, and values as the GPS coordinates guiding our journey. As Epictetus noted, we're disturbed not by things themselves, but by our views of them. While popular belief suggests emotions are beyond our control, research proves otherwise. Our emotions, evolved for ancestral survival, often misalign with modern goals. Most emotional responses first pass through our rational prefrontal cortex before reaching the limbic system. This means our cognitive interpretation largely determines our emotional response. Emotional alchemy uses reappraisal, reinterpreting emotional triggers to alter their impact. Unlike positive thinking or suppression, reappraisal creates new neural pathways based on more accurate interpretations. Studies show it increases positive emotions while reducing negative ones, enhancing memory, relationships, and mental health. Cognitive restructuring systematically eliminates negative emotional responses by correcting distorted beliefs at their source. With practice, your brain learns to automatically reject irrational thoughts before they trigger negative emotions, eventually bypassing unwanted emotional responses entirely. Desires cause pain when unsatisfied. While some beneficially propel us toward goals, they become problematic when goals remain unachieved and desires for non-existent realities continue causing suffering. Rather than just trying not to fail, we can control desires directly through upregulation and downregulation. Gratitude serves as a powerful desire regulator, countering our mind's tendency to acclimate to circumstances and magnify negatives. Negative visualization involves reflecting on potentially losing what you have. Though seemingly depressing, this practice helps us appreciate the present moment and inoculates us against loss. Counteraction involves balancing out a desire by generating an equal opposing desire. When impatient at a red light, try cultivating the desire for the light to stay red longer. Self-control represents the peak of behavioral mastery and predicts success in nearly every domain of life. The modern world presents unprecedented challenges to self-control, with corporate entities crafting environments that exploit our ancestral reward systems. People with remarkable self-control rarely rely on willpower. They employ environmental design, structuring surroundings to avoid triggering unwanted behaviors or ensure they encounter positive cues. Self-mastery means optimizing your psychological software rather than external circumstances. While society measures success through achievements, true masters focus on fortifying the mind through which they experience life, providing stability amidst external chaos. Without self-mastery, we become slaves to default programming. What we label as evil often stems from lack of self-control, unmanaged anger, plotting revenge, or cognitive failures that led to historical catastrophes. A true psychotect lives in perpetual becoming, constantly reinventing their mind. They develop a meta-existence, seeing themselves as designers of their mental software rather than being defined by it. They recognize that automatic thoughts and social constructs are merely stories, not reality itself. Our deepest needs, wisdom, character, and well-being, aren't taught in school. The human condition is a work in progress, evolving through deliberate design of individual minds toward our highest values. Place mind development first and watch your experience transform.